TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Work. Oh, this is going to be a great show. I feel it.
1-2 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay, we capping
yeah.
it up with B tonight. Hey, on the post, what you will see is that oven fried chicken from last
Ooh,
week.
Jesus.
Listen,
yes.
that golden fried, oh so beautiful, oven fried chicken. If you look on the post tonight, you see that. Now, we talked about that last week. She got something new for you. We just wanted to show you how beautiful that damn chicken was from last
it's
week.
It's so pretty. Ain't it pretty? Oh,
thank you. Yeah.
South Carolina. It is hump day. And tonight's topic, everyone, is three good company or one too many. I was talking to Madam Boston actually early in the day. She's traveling from Charlotte to Virginia. So she's probably moving over the river and through the woods right about now in the pitch
right now.
Black
mm-hmm.
of who's ever driven 58. If you've driven
yes,
58
at night,
no, my God, yeah.
Night, It could feel like the Twilight Zone just a little bit on those back roads.
That stretch
in
of highway.
Virginia, but,
that stretch will make you or break
was,
you.
For sure. For sure. If you can actually drive that road alone, you pretty gangster. Because I've driven it alone. Therefore, I know
it's
I'm
not fun. It's not fun.
No doubt.
Oh, wow.
It's like you, your 45, and your license, because they better be valid driving up 58 at a certain speed. Anyway, moving right along. Is three good company or one too many? The topic came out of a discussion that Madam Boston said that she had been having in Charlotte in her peer group. The idea is, you know, there were a few, and it sounded as if they were a few women. In her opinion, that had decided that they would actually be open to a third person coming into their relationship in an effort to satisfy their partner. They weren't necessarily interested in a third person coming in, be it another woman or another man. The woman was open to it, even though she may not have been down with it in an effort to satisfy her partner. These sounded like married people, in my opinion. Married people who are comfortable swinging in a particular group, but, you know, they would be prudish if you were to approach them, you know, just off the street, right? They would, you know, probably be like, you know, something stupid like, well, I never, you know how those kind of people are. Well, I never.
Mm-hmm. Clutching their pearls and such.
Get out of here. Is the idea that, you know, your partner would want a threesome something that you would be interested in, even if you weren't interested? That's the topic tonight. That's the question we want to hear from you. Is threesome good company or one too many? So I'm going to swivel over to – so have either one of you been married?
Yes, no. I have. I have, yes.
So I'm going to swivel to the senator from Columbia, South Carolina, because this is what I said to CeeLo. In CeeLo's opinion, you know, she didn't understand how a woman could be open to something, you know, just to appease her partner. And specifically, these were married people. And I said, you know, well, CeeLo, you may not understand that because you're not married. She says, well, I didn't even think that way when I was married. I said, well, that might be why you're not married now.
Ooh. Negative.
So
I got to get on this. I done got warm.
From Columbia,
yes,
who has been married.
Please.
I mean,
yes.
Would you be open to doing something that your partner wanted to do, your husband wanted to do, even if you weren't interested?
Well, that's a two-part question. Talking about the threesome thing, no, it's a negative, Ghost Rider. However, compromising in other forms, yes, I did a lot of that within my union. The whole threesome thing, and I'm just going by people who are close to me that have tried that lifestyle. It doesn't work because you have that trust, that little minuscule word that holds so much weight, that goes out the window at that particular point. And it's bringing in a whole nother realm of issues within the relationship. My thing is this. Say I'm married to you, TM. You say, hey, look, I want a redhead. I'll say, hey, hold on 1 second. I go to my closet. I get me a red wig. I come back. You got you a redhead. Tomorrow you
Hello,
want a blonde.
Hello,
there you go. There you go. Tomorrow you want a blonde. I will be Marilyn Monroe for your behind. Here you go. It's called spicing it up. And you can do that with just one partner. It doesn't have to be two. It don't have to be three. Because from what I saw, it wasn't just one other person that came in. It was like, okay, that person got boring. Then it was like, oh, okay, well, babe, now let's go and see if we could find somebody else. Then it increased. Oh, well, that one got boring. Let's spice it up. Let's get another person. When will it ever be enough? If I'm not enough, then we shouldn't say I do. If I'm not enough, that's just my take
well,
on
I'm
it.
Not
you know,
sure that I'm not, and I respect that totally. And I'm not sure that it's always that you're not enough. Versus, you know, sometimes we just like to keep it spicy. But I certainly respect your opinion. For me, that whole threesome situation in a marriage, you know, even if you're not married, in any significant relationship, it's dicey, you know, because, you know, what once you bring Linda in, you know, it's a possibility that I'm going to be calling Linda.
Exactly. Okay, mira. Tengo una pregunta para Linda, right? I got a question about, you know, I flex my, you know, bilingual side every now and then. But listen, right, what is the difference between not enough and keeping it spicy? Because I'm that's a little bit of a gray area.
In line, Linda.
It sounds like it is. So let me see if I'm clear with this. Is the keeping it spicy part like, right, okay, I got my husband, my wife, whoever, and there are certain things. I love them. You know, they satisfy me, but there are certain things that I want to do or try that they may not be open to. So that's when you bring somebody else in, and that's keeping it spicy. Or
well,
that's
see,
not
no,
enough
I
because
one,
that's the same
one,
thing as it not being enough to me.
Spicy. I think one to each its own. First and foremost, let's be clear. To each its own. You know, one, the whole thing, the entire relationship situation deals with and comes down to intimacy. And most people misunderstand what intimacy is really all about. Intimacy is not about sex. Intimacy is about intimacy, right? It's about trust. It's about openness. It's about honesty. And so it starts with you being honest with one another, right? Because one, we can't be on two different pages as to what keeping it spicy is. Versus the other. We got to be on the same page. Because this deal now, you can't bring somebody in without you all being on the same page. You just can't do it. You can't bring somebody in without being on the same page. So what's the difference? I think it comes down to, one, how you define it within your relationship. But it starts with intimacy, being open and honest with one another.
Agree. Now, let me flip it. Now, from what I can hear, it more so sounds like the female has to be open in the relationship to bringing another female in. What if that female, TM, comes to you and says, look, I want to bring another male in.
Right.
Let's keep this tight.
Then what?
Well, I think for me personally, I'm uncomfortable either way. Because for me, it opens up a situation where it puts our relationship in jeopardy. Whether it's a female coming in or a male. Now, I'm going to tell you like this, though. I mean, I don't need – that's just weird. That's weird to, to answer your question. If it's flipped, it's weird. And so either way, in my opinion, it opens up our relationship and creates a little bit of risk. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear from you. Wait into this discussion right now. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hump day is three good company or one too many. Hey, it's time to chop it up. Do y'all see that golden fried chicken? Well, stand by, because she got much more for you. Fee out of
Columbia. I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rice, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rat.
You name
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, raw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey,
chicken, 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 chicken.
My butt down.
You
got it. Yes.
Okay, well, tonight I'm going to keep it really simple. We are going to make my veggie fritters. So I'm sure you guys have seen like the conch fritters and salmon little patties, but I wanted to keep it a little light, a little different, but extremely tasty. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to take 3/4 cup of flour, a half a cup of water, a teaspoon of cumin, a half teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and that is optional, a 1/4 of a teaspoon of paprika, a 1/4 of a teaspoon of garlic powder, half a teaspoon of salt and pepper to taste, a 1/4 of a cup of whole kernel corn, a 1/4 of a cup of chopped red onion, 3/4 of a cup of chopped red pepper, 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley, and vegetable oil. Now what you're going to do is you're going to mix your dry ingredients and slowly add in your water and whisk it constantly so it doesn't clump up. Fold your vegetables into the batter. Heat your pan on a medium-high heat. Add just enough oil to cover the pan. You can test the oil by dropping just a couple of drops of water or the batter into the oil. If it sizzles, you know that it's hot enough for it. Spoon some of the batter on the pan, fitting as many fritters as you can on the pan that you're utilizing. You're going to cook until it's brown, then you're going to lightly flip it over. It honestly only takes about 2 to 3 minutes, and they're done. I personally serve it with ranch dressing, but I spice it up. I bought a little thing of chipotle peppers, and I cut them up really finely, and I added it to the ranch dressing, so it gave it a smoky taste. And they were fantabulous. But those are my veggie fritters.
No doubt. Veggie fritters. Hey, we're going up to reflect those veggie fritters here shortly. Fee out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Long radio show.
Hey, the curator of tonight's topic has finally made it over the river and through the woods. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Madam Boston to the show tonight. What up, Boston?
What's going on? Good morning. Is it evening time? How are y'all doing?
Hey.
All right. We have been deep in the midst of the topic. Is three good company or one too many? The consensus might be that, you know, it's one too many. Before we chop it up, you know, I was talking about, in my opinion, how I think, you know, a third person coming into a relationship creates risk, you know, and clearly I'm open, you know, to keeping it spicy. I certainly am, but it certainly depends on who it is. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Boston,
do you have to make it seven? Like, do you? I mean, but if you choose to have like a threesome, right? Is it best to like either know the person really well, or is it best for them to be a stranger? I mean, like, because it's risk on either side of that. Whether, you know,
you're right.
I personally, I don't think it matters personally. I think it's going to create risk in the situation regardless, whether you know the person or not. Right. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. it's probably more risky knowing the person than not knowing
yeah.
the person, in my opinion,
sure.
because really more dirt goes down, you know, with people that you know versus
yeah.
people that you don't.
Yeah.
Know.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
Because they know yep. way more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they inside. Yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one,
yeah,
we talk too much. We talk way too much. We tell people way
oh, yeah.
too much about what's going on in our house.
Mm-hmm.
We talk too much about what's going on in our world. Don't you know at the end of the day that you're trash, you know, is somebody else's treasure? And, you know, don't get it confused, my friends. You know, there's some people telling you, go ahead, you know, take them out to the trash, put them out, and then you know what? They sitting out waiting by the trash. They sitting out waiting by the trash that they tell you
to
throw out.
Scoop them.
Be careful.
Yes.
Be careful.
I'll take that. Thank you.
Okay. That's mad. My right here. It's probably after you put it in the trash can. It's bubbling. It's bubbling property.
Right, right. Fair game, girl. Fair game.
Hey, I think Hot Chocolate brought up a good question earlier. You know, about the thin line between what was it, Hot Chocolate? The thin line between
keeping it spicy and it not being enough, quote unquote.
Right. When you bring a third person in, is it that your current relationship, your significant other, isn't enough, or are you simply trying to keep it spicy? Personally, this is what I believe. Going back to intimacy, I like Fee's concept, and, you know, my significant other is of the same mindset. You know, we're like, listen, if you want a redhead, you know, I got one of those. If you want a blonde, I got one of those. You know, I can conform and become whoever you want to be. And I think it's important that you stay open. You know, CeeLo and I's conversation was about sometimes we can be insensitive about what it is that our significant other wants.
Yeah.
We can be insensitive to what it is that our significant other wants. And sometimes just because you're not into it doesn't mean that you don't have to play the game. Because
right.
if it's important to them, it has to be important to you. Just like if it's important to you, you want it to be important to them. And sometimes they could give
right.
a damn. But you still want
right.
to be
right.
like
right.
it's important. You know, it doesn't mm-hmm. matter what it is. You know, whether it's sex, you know, whether it's going out to a sporting event, you know, whether it's going to your mama's house. Sometimes he hates your damn mama, but he still got to go to her house. And so, listen.
And her macaroni and cheese is dry, but he still has to eat it.
Right.
It's called being sensitive to
right.
your significant other's needs.
Absolutely.
It comes down to intimacy, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when you have an intimate relationship with the person that you're with, you should be able to be honest with them, important to count up the cost. Because some of y'all some freaky
shut your mouth.
Some of that freakiness is because you watch too much TV. Go to sleep. Read a book.
That's where all the trouble starts. Don't you understand that? When you go to sleep.
Night time. That's why I'm up at night. You can't get that over on me. I'm up. You can't even.
It don't matter what time of day it is now.
The point is, you got to be open and honest with your partner. Because, you know, who wants to be with somebody who they can't tell? You know what, baby? I've been thinking about what it would be like to have a threesome. See, if I can't
right.
even say that to you, if I
then
can't
we shouldn't
even
be
say
together.
That, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Right,
because
right.
Maybe that's a fantasy. And maybe I'm going to die with that being a fantasy. But every now and then, I want to flip over and say, baby, you know what?
Let me call
about having a threesome. And she might say, she could say, well, N-word, right. Keep on thinking about it. You know,
right.
At least I was able to say it. You feel me? That is intimacy.
Oh.
That's intimacy.
Right.
Well,
right.
Being able to say it, that's intimacy. But be able
to absorb
what the answer.
Fun with it. We're not trying to encourage no freakiness out here because y'all freaking enough on your own.
You don't need
no
our
help.
From
us.
None.
But what we are trying to do is say at the end of the day, regardless of what you're thinking, regardless of what's on your mind, you know, you should be able to talk about it with the person
right.
that you're with. And that person that you're with should be able to talk to you about anything that's on their mind without you looking at them like they crazy.
Right.
Come on, folks. We all
need a safe space.
Real people, real times.
Right.
We all need a safe space, for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, like,
absolutely.
Yeah,
because Boston was
we got
earlier,
on that,
earlier as Boston told
yeah, that's
you
all
said,
I was say.
You was like, hell
okay,
no.
Okay, so.
Hell no.
My gentleman's friend, we were talking about Latin last week, about having a threesome. Now, yes, I did say hell no. And it shocked him because he's known that I have dated women and I've dated men. But my point was, that's true.
Okay.
However, I've never dated them at the same time. Like, there's no confusion going on. When I'm dating a woman, I'm dating a woman. But I don't want to involve another woman in that.
You're just an honest little freak. You're just a little honest little freak, huh?
Well, no.
Okay.
All right.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I've never had one because I don't want it. I don't need help with either one of them. So...
And she said, I got this, boo.
Right.
Basically.
If I'm gonna do it,
all
I'm
by myself.
Right. I don't need no
all
help.
By myself.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, so that could make me stingy, selfish even. I don't know. But I'm sticking with that. I don't want to, but that can also open it up to the person becoming a stalker. You know what I mean?
Wow.
No, it's
right
true.
Door.
Again, that's that
sitting
risk.
On your
that,
butt
that's that
in your
risk
car.
I was talking about. Yep.
I
yep.
answer.
Yep.
I thought you liked me from the way you was looking at me. Like, come on, no, girl, bye. You know,
ladies and gentlemen,
I don't even want to call him.
Get up out of here.
Or a dude.
What I will say to you is don't allow people to make you do anything you don't want to do. Count up the cost. Be honest.
Yeah.
Be able to talk to your significant other. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, if you're not down, you're not down. But at the same time, consider other people's opinions and perspectives sometimes. Get out of the way. Don't be insensitive. Because, you know, I can be insensitive sometimes. So, you know, if you're anything like me, try not to be so insensitive. But at the same time, honest and have fun.
So
take us home, ladies.
I definitely have the sideways face right now.
Yeah.
TMI Radio Live. Yeah. Social Lab, we will see you on. I'm very perplexed right now. We'll see you on Friday. I almost forgot what day it was and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and I'm going to continue my hum day with my plus one. That's it. Got plus two.
There you
plus
go.
One.
There
that's,
you there.
Yeah.
Call, say it again, girl.
Radio show.